One in 300 people we test will routinely be identified with a potentially life-threatening cardiac condition. One of the most common conditions is a condition called Wolff-Parkinson-White, and this will show on an ECG, and that's a condition that can be corrected, and it can be cured, in essence. Some of the other conditions are rarer than that, and they're slightly more complicated in how you manage them. But one in 300 will have that underlying condition, and if they push themselves to the limit in exercise, then that increases their risk threefold of having a cardiac arrest or a complication. So that's why it's so important that people are tested to know if they have a problem before they push themselves to the limit. But there's also one in 100 people will have a less serious condition. We call it less serious because it's not immediately life-threatening, but that can cause complications in your fourth decade of life if you don't know about it, which is why it needs to be monitored every 3 or 5 years. And Jade Moore, who's the England footballer, she was someone who was identified with a problem, it was corrected, and she was back out competing for her country. So there's a lot of positives here about once you know about the condition, you can actually manage the condition and still often compete at an incredibly high level. An ECG is the first major step. In America, what they do in their screening program, it's called the PPQ, the pre-participatory questionnaire. And you look at the symptoms, you look at the family history, but we know that usually there are no symptoms. The first time is when someone collapses. So that's why we don't adopt the American model of screening. That's why we adopt the European model, which goes that one step further. It has an ECG as part of it. You can have further tests as well, like an ultrasound, which is like what a pregnant lady would have. And within the CRI screening program, sorry, obviously pregnant lady, not looking at the heart, but in the screening program, our program in the UK is unique in that we do an ECG, we do the questionnaire, we go through the symptoms with a specialist who's trained in these conditions. But if you need to have an ultrasound, we'll do that as well on the day. So it's a very comprehensive, specialised test. It's actually on the doorstep in London. It's a unique service in the world there, and it's free. 75% of the 25,000 people we screened will screen this year will have not paid anything, and that's because of the families who support us in raising funds in memory of their child to enable other people to have that testing. Any person between the age of 14 and 35 can just go to our website, testmyheart.org, and they can book in. They can choose their slot. It's down to, I think, within 3 clicks, they'll have chosen their appointment time down to the 5 minutes, and then they just attend that service. If it's fully booked, they're often fully booked, they just have to register an interest, and we'll be telling them, sending them an email when we're next in the area and we next have an event. But over at St. George's, it's every 2 to 4 weeks we have a service there.